Okay, we are live here, both in Atlanta for Pace to Happiest Hour. I'm so excited to have Amy Ray and Emily Saliers, the Indigo Girls, on the show today. Thank you guys so much for coming.
Yeah,
Thanks,
thanks for having
Josh.
us.
So, also, congrats on your 16th album release. Look Long is out today, 11 songs. We're going to hear four of them today. And I love the record. Congrats.
Thank you
It's good
so
to have it
much.
out. It's been done for over a year now, so it's really great to have it out.
And I know this is a weird time and a weird way to be putting out a record, but a lot of the folks that we've had on have had albums that were slated to be released right now, putting them out in the world. And as fans, I can just say thank you for going through with it. We still need music, and it's great to have new music keep coming out. So thank you.
We're just doing a social experiment by releasing it during the pandemic. So no, it's always good to have new music out. That's what Amy and I are always trying to do, is keep writing and keep playing and just keep it fresh.
Well, this album, I guess idea for it started in the UK and it was recorded in the UK, and you've got a lot of the Come On Now Social team as part of this record. How was that experience of going back to folks you'd worked with before and going to Bath, England to record it?
Well, for us, the people that we worked with, we met them back in 99 during Lilith Fair, and it was John Reynolds was drumming for Sinead O'Connor, Claire Kenny was playing bass, and Carol Isaacs was playing keys, and Justin Adams was playing guitar, and Caroline Dale was playing cello and Sinead's band, and we got to be friends, and then we made Come On Now Social with those guys playing about 75% of that record, and we've kept in touch ever since, and they've sort of been our compass in a way. We've played with them off and on through the years and had dinners every time we go to England to play. We have a big dinner together, and this time we were having tea. We were over there touring and they were jamming with us, and we were having tea with John, and we were just like, it's time to make a record together, because we just there's nothing, I don't know what it is about them, but there's something about the way we align with them, and it's the most fun ever. And it's I don't know, it's not like, we go over there and it's just every day it's like opening a present, a gift of song, because we get to hear what they're playing and all their parts, and we never know what they're going to do, but we know it's going to be right, so the whole thing was just like totally amazing, and it was, I mean, even just making it was great. We could have just left it in the box and we would have been fine. Just having made it was fun enough,
Well, we're going to hear four songs from the album today. What are you guys going to play for us first?
We're going to start with a song I wrote called When We Were Writers. Kind of harkens back to some of my time at Tulane University in New Orleans. And also, it's just really about keeping the creative fire alive, not even having to try to keep it alive, but the way it can stay alive. So, When We Were Writers.